Okay, Nancy, I don't buy little cartons of cream very often, but every once in a while I need some cream for something I'm going to make, and every time I try to unfold that little spout, and I wind up saying words that would make an entire regiment of Marines blush. Those things simply do not open. Is there some trick that I need to know about?
You know, you need to, I think, buy a little more expensive thing of cream or milk. I found that the cheaper the cream or the milk, the worse the cardboard is. And I know exactly what you're talking about because that drives me to drink. But I got to say, Stein, it doesn't drive me half as crazy as the nice, I'll mention no names, half and half container with those little, okay, you open, you twist the little...
ring and the pull tab on it?
Yes, that's the one that makes me nuts because you pull it out. First of all, what if you had arthritis? What if my mother-in-law, for example, who was very old and hands were kind of crippled a little bit, what if she was trying to get some half and half for her coffee and she put her finger, she'd never be able to do it. I can't even do it and I'm strong. And then the minute you pull it out, poof, milk spills all over the counter,
yeah.
Right?
Or what happens with me is the little ring comes off and the tab is still there and I wind up stabbing it with a paring knife.
Well, you know, it's funny because I do that with cans too, those little pull-top cans, which I have to say most of the time I think it's very clever that we now don't need a can opener for cans. We can just pop the little tab. But then just when you're opening, say, the cheap dog food from Costco because they stop selling the cans of dog food that I like, they only have the Kirkland brand, folks, fix those flip-tops. You know why? Because then I get it stuck and then I have to pull out my can opener anyway.
Did you know that the can was invented decades before the can opener?
Really? And
it's
then how
really
did you get
true.
It open, Stein? Back when in the Stone Age, when you were young.
They'd stab them with bayonets, I guess. I don't know, but it was many, many years after the invention of the can that a workable can opener was finally invented. Well, I know that you have a good way of undoing those wires on wine bottles.
You know when you buy a nice bottle of sparkling wine and you go to take the what they call the cage off it, the little metal thing, and then it breaks off in your hand? So you're standing there hoping you can get your needle nose pliers to open it while the cork doesn't shoot out and, you know, you have your glass at the ready there. Those really drive me crazy, especially when they're expensive champagnes or sparkling wines.
Well, here's one thing that I know that really does work. For opening pistachio shells.
What's that, Stein? I eat pistachios all the time.
Do you know those obstinate little pistachios that you just can't get a fingernail in there to open up?
Right.
There's no need to discard those. Here's the perfect tool for opening one of those pistachios. Use another pistachio shell. Just slip it in there and give it a little twist. It'll pop right open.
You little trickster, Stein. That's a great idea.
It works every time.
And to our dear friends at Swanson's, you know those wonderful cartons of chicken stock you have? Those are terrific. But when you open the little spout and you try to pull the little silver tab off?
Impossible. I use nothing but Swanson's chicken stock unless for some reason I'm actually making my own. But those little silver tabs are impossible to pull off. I just stab it with a knife.
Be careful.
With Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson, I'm Dick Stein.